Are we on? We live?
We're on.
Yo, we're on the list again. All things comedy. Your boy, Brett, is back. I look a mess, man. I'm all... You know what? I was in Florida for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And there was only one day that it didn't rain.
Yeah. It did. It's... I had bad luck this year.
It was a gorilla monsoon every day.
Yeah, you look like you just got back from Florida.
I look...
Yeah, you have like a little extra grease in your hair.
I'm pale, man. Yeah. I look pale.
Yeah, you're eating at Denny's,
dude. I was good with the diet plan.
Yeah,
you know. But yeah, I heard that you and Chris Wilde, the episode was insane. Like there was all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
there was no crazy stuff going on, but we did it at the comedy store. That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah. People either love or hate Chris Wilde.
Yeah, but you love him.
Yeah, he's the man.
He's your go-to.
Yeah, he's my go-to.
He's your Joan Rivers.
Yeah, like, exactly.
He's your...
when I need a last-minute fill-in...
He's going to take over, Jeff, for...
He is.
He's going to take over for me when I...
Yeah, exactly, dude.
When I leave.
Yeah.
I'm going to hand this podcast over to you, I think. I got too much on my plate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'll immediately end the podcast.
It's called... Hey, buddy. You're on the list, buddy.
It's called buddy.
Dude, so lots of stuff to catch up on. I don't
even
know where to begin.
How were your travels?
Good. I went from Syracuse to Naples to Tampa to I'm in Ohio for one day. And then I had to Chicago. I'll be at, if you guys are in Chicago, I'll be at the Chicago Improv 28th through July 1st, I think, or 2nd.
Oh, that's in July.
Yes.
Nice.
I mean, June.
Yeah.
June 28th.
I meant June. Yeah.
Me too.
That's great, dude.
I'm half stunat.
Buddy, when I was in Chicago a couple weeks ago, I went to the Chicago Sweat Lodge. You got to go to it, dude.
What is it?
It's like they have like the Russian sauna and then the Turkish sauna.
What's the difference?
And then you go. One is like, I think the Turkish one is like more, I think it's like more wet. They, you have the buckets of water you can pour on yourself. And then the Russian one, I think, is the dry one. But anyway, you go into a 40-degree dunk pool in between, like after you finish
cold?
This. Yeah,
cold,
dude.
Cold dip?
Unbelievable,
buddy,
man.
Buddy, it changed your life.
Oh,
buddy.
Dude.
I was blown away.
I was there for like three hours.
Dude.
And they served.
I jumped in. I got cold. I freestyled.
Dude.
I packed up. Buddy, I was spitting lyrics for like 20 minutes.
I had a backpack on with my rhyme book.
Buddy.
With my lyrics. But, dude, it was great. And then they serve food. They got fish. They got all this, you know.
They do the relish with the.
Yeah, dude. I did pierogies.
I go to the Schwitz in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
With my father-in-law.
Yeah.
That guy, he's like Norm on that place. The steaks are unbelievable that they cook at the Schwitz.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
But my stepfather walks in. I mean, my father-in-law walks in, and they're all like, you know, hey, and he knows everybody. You sit down.
Yeah, I was the only guy speaking English in the one that I went
to.
Yeah,
well, it's. I mean, traditionally, it's really a lot of Russian.
It was
Russian
a lot of
Jews.
Russians.
A lot of old school gangsters used to go to this one.
Yeah.
I don't know about the one in Chicago.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go. I'll check it out.
Dude, it's awesome. It's called the Chicago Sweat Lodge. I highly recommend it.
Do they give you massages?
It's $35, but it's 25. Like, I went on a Tuesday, and it was like $25. Just to get in. But it's great. It's totally worth it. It was unbelievable experience.
Any cute young boys?
No. Like they do not. This is not a place to go cruising.
Oh, okay.
No.
Why would I go?
This
then?
Is not a West Hollywood establishment. This is
very. Why would I even go?
I just want some sexy young boys. Why not? So how was Florida?
It was good, man.
Yeah.
Shows were great. Side Splitters in Tampa is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. Tampa is known for its strip clubs. Did you go to any strip clubs?
No, I was with my mom.
Oh.
My mom came up.
Okay. So probably not a good time to take her to Jaguars.
No, I got good chicken wings. I used to go to Mons Venus back in the day.
Yeah.
That was strong.
Mons Venus?
Yeah, that was the club.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was strong.
You could feel the club just by saying it.
You know what's hilarious? I was driving with my mom and this is hilarious. I mean, I don't know if this is funny, but, and you know, I have Spotify on and she likes the music that I like because it reminds her of high school. Like when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And she goes, what's that guy? And I go, which one? She's like, come on, Trick. I go, Trick Daddy. She goes, yeah. I found out my mom loves Trick Daddy.
What's the guy?
Trick. Tricky Dicky. Is she called Trick him Tricky Daddy? Something. I said, Mom. She goes, and she, my mom loves Trick Daddy.
Dude, that's amazing.
Because Trick loves the kids. Yeah. That's not even a, that would be like a mama joke that your hard ass mom listens to Trick Daddy.
Exactly.
But my mom likes sugar on my tongue. And
that's amazing.
Yeah.
So she just picks it up on the radio? I mean, it's not
no,
like
it's on Spotify.
Oh, she's on Spotify.
But what I do just you realized that our
we got to get one.
Yeah, we don't have one with our faces on it. We're the only one.
No, I mean, you know, we got to get one of these, dude.
There's a lot of things we got to do.
I know. We're way behind. I know. We're way behind.
I think that's why we're not as big as we should be.
Because we don't have one of these things.
No, I think because we don't promote like we should.
Yeah. You know? Well, I'm sure there's other things that we're supposed to be doing that we're just completely ignoring.
Or ignoring or just oblivious to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got so much on my plate, I figured you would, but now you're hosting dodgeball tournaments all over the fucking country.
Exactly. You know, I got a lot of big things happening.
You know, because I know that, you know, me and you are both bigger comics than Tom Segura and Burt Kreischer and Bill Burr. You know, like they don't have a lot going on.
Yeah, no. I mean, seems like their dance card is empty.
Or are we just two dumb fucking Ginzaloons? Yeah, Ginzaloons.
I think it's we're two dumb half Ginzaloons.
I think that's what
I think
is.
That's the issue.
I think that would be it.
Yeah. I think that's the problem. I love this shirt that you're wearing today.
You like this?
It's like a throwback to what I used to wear in like in ninth grade or something.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's a brand new shirt.
I'm just saying. I'm just the style. It's like a plaid shirt.
Really?
Yeah. But we used to rock those all the time. Gap, structure. You know?
I don't know. I think this is something that's a little bit more trendier.
No. I'm not saying that it's not trendy.
No, but you kind of are, though.
No, I mean, it's cut right, you know?
So I don't have my fucking Barbie glasses on. Jerk off.
These are nice Barbie glasses.
What the fuck are you doing? Hey. Were you partying last night or something?
No. I just never took my sunglasses off when I got in the building.
Take them the fuck off. Come on, man. Oh, wait, never mind. Hey, come on. You haven't slept in days.
Hey.
You know what, dude? Seriously, it's starting to wear on you a little.
What are you talking about?
Your eyes. You're starting to look older now.
I just woke up, dude.
Yeah, so did I. Put the glasses back on. Embarrass yourself in front of everybody.
Yeah, I just
So what
woke
did you
up.
And Chris Wilde talk about?
We did top 10 television spinoffs.
What was number one?
Simpsons.
Oh, of Tracy Ullman?
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah. Some of the other top ones, we had Mork and Mindy was one of the top ones.
Just tell me and I'll tell you what the spins were.
Okay, I'm going to pull up the actual list and see.
So this is a recap of last week.
Yeah. In case.
So I got to agree. I think Simpsons are number one.
Simpsons.
But
I mean,
it's not really a spinoff.
It qualifies as a spinoff. It was a part of another show.
That's now its own.
You know what I mean?
It does.
And I think that was so high up the list because of the success of Simpsons. You know, mm-hmm. it's really become an iconic. Obviously, it's been an icon for a while. One of the other top ones was Frasier, spinoff of
Cheers.
Right. We were talking about how, you know, there was a bunch of different options you could have had off of, I mean, attempts that you could have done to spin off of Cheers. You could add Woody, could have had a show.
I think they tried to do that.
Yeah, I mean, but the Frasier was just such a massive success that it was impossible to ignore it. You know what
Keep
I mean?
Keep going.
Another one, Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, Happy Days.
Yeah. You had
Mork and Mindy was Happy Days.
Better Call Saul.
That you put that in your top 10?
That was in the top 10. It's a great show.
Okay. You know what? I haven't watched it. So.
Okay. Yeah, dude. It's a really great show.
And that was a
Spinoff
of Yentl.
Of Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Fiddler on the Roof. Better Call Saul.
Better
Call. It's the one about the rabbi.
Yeah, exactly. And then let me just see what else we had up here. We had The Jeffersons.
Yeah.
All in the Family. Law and Order SVU.
What's that?
Mariska, just Law and Order. That was a spinoff show.
I thought that was Law and Order.
No. Law and Order was like the original Law and Order. And then you had the one with Ice-T and Mariska Hargitay or whatever. And then we had Mork and Mindy. Like I said, The Flash was a spinoff of The Arrow.
I watched The Flash. I don't put that in as a spinoff. That's not a spinoff of The Arrow.
Well, apparently
The Flash has been around since the 60s.
I know.
Would you consider The Flash a spinoff of The Arrow?
No,
Absolutely.
Well,
not.
It caught some sort of technicality because you know, according to television, it's a spinoff of The Arrow.
That's like no.
They just do crossovers.
Yeah. Is that a spinoff?
I love that. That's amazing. Thank you for having a mic now. Now we can really get involved.
Because now it's just not me against you. How the fuck is the Flash? You know what? Hey, did you guys know Batman was a spinoff of Superman? Did you know that? Because he appeared in an episode of fucking Smallville.
Oh, man.
So you should say that it's all. Yeah, maybe they're all a spin. Green Arrow is a spinoff of Smallville. Fucking dummies. What's next?
Number 9 was Facts of Life.
Facts of Life, Different Strokes.
Yep. And then the last one.
Can you name all the maids?
Pearl.
Go ahead.
Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, you're good.
And
I might ask you this. There's two more.
No, I don't know.
Adelaide.
Yes.
And then Miss Jackson.
Miss Jackson.
Arnold's mom.
Yep.
That's how we got the kids.
Wow. And then number 10, the last spinoff was Star Trek The Next Generation.
All right. Now listen, you forgot a shit ton here.
Okay.
At least you got the Jeffersons. You forgot Maude.
Okay. All right. Well, we talked about Maude, but we didn't do it.
Joni Loves Chachi.
Right. We talked about it. Didn't put it on the list.
Charles in Charge.
Charles in Charge was...
It's Chachi. His last name's Arcola.
Oh, no way. All right. That's a good one.
I don't know. Quote me.
That's crazy.
Check it out.
See how quickly I just don't even question it?
It makes sense. Yeah. His name was Charles Arcola. And then the mom was the same mom.
And
the
then,
age was off.
And then Mama's whatever was a...
Carol Burnett.
Right. We talked about that one. And then what else? What else would you think is a good...
Well, you did Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. Mork and Mindy's on there. Apparently, Happy Days was a spinoff of a show as well, but we didn't count it because it's like it was a spinoff of like some other show.
Well, they don't say American Graffiti.
No, it was like American Love or something. I don't know.
Oh, Love America Style.
Love America Style.
Yeah.
Did you watch that? What was that?
I was 42 when
I was going to say. I'm like, don't admit that you watched it because.
I remember all that shit, man.
Yeah.
That's when like TV was an event.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just all got around when you were kids and you're like, holy shit, what's on next?
Special presentations.
That's a good list though, man.
Yeah.
With the exception of The Flash is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
I know. Wild is a big Flash fan. He has a Flash tattoo and he just went with it. So, you know, he won
I like,
on the list.
All right.
That was sort of a guest. I gave it a guest spot.
You know what? I'm a huge fan of the Dallas Cowboys. So therefore, the Dallas Cowboys is a spinoff of fucking Monday Night Football. The Amazon Prime show about the Dallas Cowboys, spinoff of fucking Monday Night Football. Because I'm a fan.
Yeah.
The Flash had a TV show in 1990.
Dude, he's been
around. So how's it a spinoff of something that started in 2011?
He's one of the original members of the fucking Justice League.
I know. I think we were talking about the current day The Flash was apparently a spinoff of The Arrow.
He guessed it on another show. It was a way to promote the next show coming. He didn't – you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't like – he's been his own thing.
No, I know he's been his own thing.
So that's what I'm saying. Like if Batman appeared on Superman, you wouldn't say Batman spun off of Superman.
Yeah. I know. I mean, dude, hindsight 2020, it's a stupid thing to put on the list. I understand that. I'm trying to justify it.
You didn't have one. Well, I guess Happy Days. You got Fonzie.
Yeah, I got Fonzie.
Oh, then there was when Fonzie had his own show, too, when he was with the girl.
Yeah.
With the kid.
Yeah.
Remember, he adopted some little girl?
Did he really?
Yeah, right? Or was that just another... Another
Brett fantasy. Another one of these head fantasies. A story.
You know who never got his own show, and it was a fucking shame.
Who?
Carmen Ragusa from Laverne and Shirley, the Italian guy.
Oh yeah, he was
boxer.
Great. Yeah, he was.
By the way, Gary Marshall, all his tough guys, he always threw a guinea in there.
Yeah.
And you know, we were stereotyped back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. But he was great. I mean, you know,
I loved it.
He contributed to this list right here is pretty amazing.
Carmen Ragusa.
Oh, Biddlecomb.
We're getting Biddlecomb.
The modern day Biddlecomb. That's when Brenton comes into the studio.
Hey, Brenton, did you know that The Flash was a spinoff of Green Arrow? Idiots.
We made some mistakes in this list.
No, it wasn't too bad, absence.
Oh, man. Brenton, what a guy. What a guy. I love – so Brenton came in here a couple weeks ago, and he had a picture – of Pete Davidson with Ariana Grande, And he was like, oh, I have to kind of.
Oh, did she come in?
I know. This was at the Comedy Store. He took it. And I guess Pete was like, yeah, man, just, you know, don't use that photo. And then, like, the next day they're engaged.
Can I tell you?
And it's like the biggest story. And Brenton is fucking sitting on a photo that could have been huge.
It could have broke your career.
Yeah.
I could have been like the fucking Peter Parker of cell phone photographers.
You could have been the fucking Biddlecomb of ATC.
Yeah.
You know? He's already legendary.
This is a crazy story with her father and my stepfather were very good friends that they lived in the condo.
The Grandes?
Yeah, well, her father. And they live in the same condo. He lives in the same condo as my parents did.
Yeah.
And when she was a little kid at the pool, we used to
Play with her?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the father said.
Yeah. Used to play at the condo.
Pool. Because she was like two.
Yeah.
I think she had a brother.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, but anyways, little known.
It's great. It's a great story. The roots of
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. Yeah. Some say that her time during the pool at the condo shaped her, and I threw a ball at her.
Yeah.
That's what got her into the business.
The father was.
You're in the business now, kid.
Yeah. Now you made it.
Yeah. Catch this frisbee, kid.
You played. You got thrown around with your water wings on by a Cheesecake Factory waiter.
Exactly. I mean, and that's how the business works.
And that's how it works. That's, you know, how you get in.
That's how most people get their start in the business, that and sort of in that avenue.
Yeah.
You know, it's usually a condo pool situation.
But it's a true story.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, dude.
Yeah. My mom lives in Boca.
Yeah.
And the father's been there forever. And my stepfather and him used to kick it tight.
Yeah.
And then, but this is like when she was a little kid. I mean, he still lives there.
Yeah.
But, you know, he knows the family very well. And then the little girl, she did something on the Disney Channel or something. And then
that's great, man. So you never know, man. So good stuff comes out of the condo.
So if I'm ever in the pool with you.
Yeah, exactly. Watch out. You're going straight to the top, kid.
You're going to go to the top, kid. Get those water wings on and get in the deep end. I'm going to show you how to swim, see?
That's amazing, dude. See, I mean, this is a great story. It's good to hear that.
I think that's pretty cool, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's great.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
What are the odds that she's swimming with the number 16 of the 100 funniest comics listed by heckler.com?
Exactly.
She should be happy.
Yeah, she lucked out.
Yeah, little did she know she'd be swimming with a headliner that's a Wednesday through Sunday. At Chuckle Hut, in Poughkeepsie. Little did she know.
Oh, buddy. Anything else going on you want to talk about?
Let's see.
Let's check in with some of the viewers here, right here. Oh, Family Matters. Carlos Rodriguez is chiming in. He says
Urkel?
Family Matters was a spinoff. I don't know what that was.
Perfect Strangers.
Yeah,
good call.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I didn't watch either of them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
The mom, I think, yeah, the mom was like the lady in the elevator or something like that on Perfect Strangers.
Wasn't 227 a spinoff of something?
Yeah. That's
or Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Frank Bramister. He says, yes, in the last season, Fonzie adopted his girlfriend's daughter.
Okay. But was that its own show, or was it in
Happy Days?
But Joni Loves Chachi was one.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy Days was not a spinoff of American Graffiti, but was influenced by it and had some of the same actors.
Well, no, I think it's Love America style.
Yeah, Love America style. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one. It says it's called a launch show. That was, I'm sure he's referring
to. With
The Flash and the Arrow, yeah, yeah. Cobra Kai, The Karate Kid, is that a spinoff?
Oh, what the fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it? Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, Cobra Kai.
That should be one.
That should have been on the list. You guys didn't even care.
No,
dude. You cared it.
We talked about it. But I think, we didn't know if it qualified.
I feel the internet loves the show, man.
Yeah. The internet, dude, Caleb Gritz, what a great name. He says, what's up, guys? Been listening for about 2 months, and I love this show. Much love from a little town in Oklahoma. Have you ever been to Oklahoma?
Absolutely.
Oh, I've been
downtown.
To Tulsa. That's about it.
I was downtown for the Wild West tour.
I woke up in Oklahoma.
We did the brick house or the brick or something. It was in Oklahoma.
The brick. house. Wow. I did the Hard Rock Casino in Tulsa. It was fun. Tulsa's crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's very flat.
Dude, you know, Oklahoma's very, you know, dude, once you get those down in those areas, those people know how to party.
Oh, dude, yeah.
They drink,
yeah.
They go out, they have fun.
They get down.
They get silly with it.
Sam Meeker, he says top 10 hobbies. That's a possible list. Top 10 hated athletes. I love that people are just tossing them out. Guys, if you have any list ideas before we get into our list today, toss out some ideas
know.
If you're watching on Facebook. What is your take on metal detecting?
Well, my take?
Yeah.
we had one at my middle school, and it didn't work.
Carlos Rodriguez says Pete's glasses fell out of a pinata.
Yeah, the free ones you get?
Yeah. Anna Diesnot says, no, Carlos, top 10 reasons grown men still eat like kids. Oh, she's that's a diss on Carlos. Because he eats like a...
Oh, yeah. Kid does not eat.
No, he's a baby.
Jerk off.
He's a baby.
You disrespected the crab gravy.
Oh, yeah. Midge Cheese Rapoli says,
hey.
What up, cousin?
Hey, what's up, Midge? Hey, I'm in Chicago, buddy. I hope to see you there. 28th through the 1st. He was the co-host on Man Cow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What up, Midge? When the Midge is in the house.
Oh, my God.
And then Seth Weinstock. What up, big homie?
What's up, Stock?
And then we got some other people chiming in saying, what's up? Three's Company.
Three's Company.
The Ropers.
Yeah,
Three's
the Ropers.
Company.
I remember that.
The Ropers was a spinoff
of Three's Company.
They actually made a show called The Ropers?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Wow.
I did not know they even made
The Ropers. There was another – when Barney Fife came, Don Knotts was –
Prigiano doing a little IMDb, and he says Fonzie's stepdaughter was the girl in Poltergeist.
Yes, yes, it was Heather.
Whoa,
Clark.
We're
Good
learning,
call.
We're
Good
learning,
call.
Learning some things.
We are fucking on fire.
And then
this pot is on fire.
Amir Chaudhry says, "When's the next Asbury Park date? I have to drive all the way from Connecticut, but I'm not missing it. First one was amazing."
Yeah, we got to do it again, man. But there's been some hiccups. They didn't want Pete.
Jeff Ram. Jeff Ram says top 10 Pete's strongest features.
I'm on that right now.
I mean, you got to go teeth at
no,
one.
Fuck
is,
that.
Is it hair?
No.
Teeth?
No.
Widow's peak?
No.
What?
You're fucking rude. That's number one. It's the strongest thing on the planet. And then your pubic hair is just as vicious as the one on your head. So I would go your root. This is your top. We'll do your top five features.
Okay.
Root number one.
Yeah.
Ball sack number two. Okay. Your fucking bat feet. Well, no, wait. We'll go.
Bat feet.
We'll go your root. We'll go your root. We'll go your root. Your fucking elongated face. Your hair. Your fucking strong nose. Your strong. Your ball sack's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Your bat feet. It's a lot of appendages. Your teeth?
Oh, man.
No, let's do your top five. Your root's number one. All jokes aside.
Yeah.
Root, hair, teeth. What else? You got to do your ball sack.
Hairy triceps?
No. Oh, that's not bad.
Really?
Yeah. Your teeth are fucking tremendous. You're everything I want to be in life. I wish I could be you.
Oh,
I wish
man.
I could have your root. If I had your root, I'd solve all my problems.
Bob Frigion says, Three's a Crowd? Was that the name of the...
Another Three's Company spinoff.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack Tripper got married or something.
Yeah, with some...
Oh, yeah,
that's
and then
when
what?
Just,
they had, he had a baby?
That's when they're going to
no,
the wall.
No, it was like... he lived with his father-in-law, I think.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
It lasted not even... Right, a season?
Yeah, like a season.
Not even.
Ugh.
Did you guys know Wonder Woman's a spinoff of Justice League?
Yo, George calling you out, George Nelson. He says, B.
What's up? What's up,
How
George?
Do you know about that man ball sack that you keep talking
oh,
about?
Oh, I've seen it. It's tremendous, George. George.
Oh, man.
It's tremendous.
Frank Bramister, he says, first time listening, having a great time, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
We usually hit it off with one first time listener,
yeah.
And then ride it through the episode, and then they just never come.
You know
back.
What? Listeners never come here. The tinfoil hat conspiracy listeners,
oh, no.
They fucking hate me.
No.
I'm on a Reddit board.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're definitely.
That's them now.
you know when you're on Reddit that you're either doing things really right or really wrong. Like that's
no, it's well, there's some right stuff on Reddit that I'm on, but the tinfoil hat people hating me.
Yeah, I'm just saying when you make it to Reddit, you know that
there's a whole
either things are going great or like
there's a whole page. It says Brett Ernst, shut up. that wasn't even bad considering what me and Sam usually do.
No, that was tame. That was tame.
Me and Sam. Well, actually, we've calmed down a lot. When we were younger, we were always yelling about something.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Both. Well, I mean, he's Armenian and Italian. So take that in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hot-blooded kid.
That's a lot. That's a lot to handle.
I love him, man. He's one of my best friends. You talk about bad feet. I remember, did I tell you, were we telling a story on the podcast
no,
in between yelling at each other?
No, there wasn't time.
Oh, yeah. So when we were down in La Jolla, he took his shoes off. And I mean, they look like this guy fucking slept upside down. Look, you know, we had to we got him a pedicure. We're like, dude, that is the worst thing ever. Same thing with Mike Young, man. I shaved his chest on air.
Really?
On the radio. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I had to teach you.
Yeah,
you taught me. I taught you a couple of grooming things.
Yeah.
Took it to the gym. You just took it and ran with it.
Yeah.
That's you're a spinoff of me.
Hey, Karen Chivarini.
Yeah.
She says, that first time listener, Brett, your bro Scotty is so damn proud.
Yeah. That's one of my brother's friends.
That's awesome. What up, Karen?
She runs the Colony Theater in South Beach. I don't know if she still does.
Yeah, what up, Karen? How you doing, Karen?
All right, so let's go. What else is new? Okay, so Syracuse was dope.
Yeah.
And then Tampa was – Naples was awesome. Off the hook. Shout out to Captain Brian. And then Naples was dope.
How was the weather in Syracuse?
Are we
coming into the summer yet?
It was all summer. Killed, though. There was a fucking strawberry festival or something.
Oh.
Oh, Taste of Syracuse.
Bro, you know you're in upstate New York in the beginning of summer when ticket sales are affected by strawberry festivals.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, oh, man.
Well, you got to figure. Our weekends were strong.
There's a blueberry hunt. You're like, what the hell is a blueberry hunt?
Well, we added a show because we were anticipating something, but that anticipation was off.
What were you anticipating?
More people.
Right.
So I came in for one more show.
Yeah.
And it just they were all tasting shit downtown.
Yeah, they're doing
Well, the sun was out, so you know you walk around some of those areas, and you know that those people have not been outside.
Oh yeah.
They're all bright.
They
You're
can't
like,
believe
oh,
it.
Jesus.
Yeah, they have sunglasses on.
What's going on?
And they're still blocking the sun from their eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've just been inside for so long.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's crazy. Dude, I have a friend who lives out in Syracuse, and she was saying that, you know, and she was having a baby out there. She would have to go to the mall.
Is her name Brenda?
To walk around. No. She would have to go to the mall to walk around and, like, exercise. Because you when you get out of the house, you can't.
Well, that's a fucking mall to walk around in.
Yeah, you can't.
The one where the funny bone is?
You can't stroll. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Dude, I got to say something really quick. I did side splitters this weekend in Tampa. I'd never done it before.
Yeah.
What a fucking dope club, man. It's just, it's an old school vibe to it. It's really great. It's really great, man.
I don't know if I'm saying, is it Amir? Amir? Chaudhry. He says, top 10 Mediterranean / Middle Eastern foods.
I got to go with grape leaves.
Dude, I'm going.
Grape leaves are strong. Anything lamb.
Mamoun's falafel sandwich or like a falafel sandwich to me is amazing.
Oh, you take falafel over stuffed grape leaves?
Well, yes.
Really?
Without question. And then I would put a shawarma, if done right, above grape leaves.
Okay.
Grape leaves wouldn't get...
Okay, Iron Man.
I wouldn't hit grape leaves until I was like four or five.
I love them.
Yeah.
When they're made right in the oil and the lemon.
Oh, yeah.
And they're stuffed nice.
Baklava.
Baklava is great.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love Middle Eastern food.
Wait, what's going on?
Hummus might have to be, you know... I mean, hummus is got to be up there, too.
What are you... What have you been doing, man?
Buddy, I've just been working.
But where? What have you been up to? Like, nobody can
Phoenix.
Go see your shit.
No, I know, because they're private events, man. I do all private stuff.
I'm your private dancer
for money.
You have your shirt on?
Dude, I did a thing. Dude, there's this company. I think I could say it. It's the company called ZipRecruiter. They're growing so much, and I've been emceeing. Yeah. I emcee a lot of their – every year they do this thing called the Zip Games where they get their employees. They break them up in four massive teams.
They have
teams.
A bunch of Sicilians with guns.
And, oh, dude, it gets real.
If you're a real Ginzaloon, you got that.
Yeah.
Frigiano got that.
Frigiano
the
knows.
Zip Games.
Yeah, the Zip Games. But yeah, they bring in
some guys from Sicily to do some work.
Yeah, they do a big one in Phoenix, and then we did one at the Polo Grounds in Santa Monica in Pacific Palisades.
Really?
And it was amazing, dude. The fucking PA that I was working with, it was like we could have had a festival.
So is that a tool of your trade? Like you look at the PA and
dude,
that right there, buddy, that's a fucking Sony X52.
No, but
they can really hear my voice,
dude. I mean, it was amazing. It was they had towers. It was unbelievable. I was like, wow, we could actually do a festival here. But yeah, man, I've just been doing that. Been doing the hosting stuff. I've been doing stand up when I can.
Have you been
getting
up shows a lot? How's your show doing on Tuesday nights?
Dude, it's not going well.
It's not, right?
No, it's
just like because I figured you don't promote like the podcast.
Well, I don't promote, but it's like the place where I do it at, they don't have a sign.
What do you mean?
They don't have a sign. There's no sign.
There needs to be signs.
I know, dude. They're like, yo, they just try to play it cool. Like, yeah, man.
So you're gonna blame that place?
I'm just, hey, buddy, I can't bring business to where there's no business.
I think you can.
No.
I had faith.
I did in the beginning. I did in the beginning. But then it was like, you know, there's only so much I can do. When the owners of a venue are not promoting the venue, you can't expect me to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
These motherfuckers.
And when you're on Sunset Boulevard, you have to have a thing called a sign. There's a sign.
When I come from Sicily to perform in a Zipper game, I was very excited. I look up. I am nervous. I look up. I see this vision of a hairy man. And the sound system. Maronami. I had never seen a sound system in my life. Like I did it that day at the Zipper Games.
It's... Dude, Rob Elderton says, stop doing shows and speakeasies. That's what it's like. That's what I'm doing. So, yeah, so it's not going well. Hard Rock Tulsa, that's right, Wayne.
All right, let's go. Let's.
Oh, what did I say? did I not say Tulsa before?
I don't know what the fuck you said.
Yeah, Hard Rock's in Tulsa. I was in Tulsa.
I competed in the heroin or rapper game, where we rapped the heroin in aluminum foil. I placed a second at the Zipper game. This is some inside jokes for all the our 10 Italian listeners. Frizz, you better get all these references. All right, God, I'm sorry.
But yeah, man, just been doing that shit. Chris Foss said, Pete sounds like a rock dude from Thor
Ragnarok.
he didn't print enough flyers either.
Dude, I'll tell you though, that venue is dope if people know about it.
Which one? It's great.
I love
great.
That. The laser. So, laser tag. What's it called?
Laser cat. But what they're
the
doing now
strong.
Is now I think like, and again, their whole thing is all their other bars don't have signs, mm-hmm. you know, but they're in like, I don't know.
Is that
a
thing?
That's like their thing. Like they have a sign, but it's like super subtle. It's like the sign that you see is you're already in the fucking place.
I'm going to tell you what happened. Here's what happened. Okay, you're out one night, you were partying, and you met this guy. And you're like, dude, you own a bar? Oh, buddy, I'll pack it for you. You kidding me?
No,
I'll do
no,
a night,
no,
it'll
no.
fucking blow your head
buddy,
off, buddy.
Slow down. Slow down, no.
And you took it on. And you couldn't fulfill the order.
Bro, you give me zero respect. It's like insane.
Yeah, right.
I've known the guy for years, and I happily took it on, and I thought it was going to be fun. And,
of course you did. I didn't say you took it on.
And, you know, I like to provide a microphone for an extra microphone for comics in town, you know?
Yeah, so it was all about the comics.
Well, that's why I'd like to do it, for real. Oh, whatever. I'm done trying with
why
you.
Why you get so sensitive?
I'm a sensitive person. I am very sensitive.
But everything else I say, that there's only one thing that bothers you. Yes,
yeah.
It might ring true. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, right. I'm good. I'm good. It's just, you know, I have nothing to say on it. Right. I've tried.
Well, let's get into our list.
Yeah, what do you want to do, dude?
Well, you said one of the...
We had a, if I find it, we had a couple of good...
We were going to do the top 10 Pete Giovine and Chris Wilde moments.
Yes.
That's what somebody wanted to do.
Yes.
Number 10, when they said Flash is a fucking spinoff of Green Arrow. That's all we got right now.
Wait, let me see. I just want to see if I could find who said it before we talk about it. So every you know, when you guys tweet us and let us know that there's lists.
I'll bring it up.
Okay.
So we get into it. All right. So a listener, we don't remember which one yet, tweeted top 10 people in history or of all time, alive or dead, but we would assume dead and that wasn't around, that we would like to see on Twitter.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's no longer with us.
Right.
Now, I'm on Twitter, but I don't really read a lot of tweets. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't know who's the best out there right now.
Do you know who's great on Twitter, who I discovered recently, who's awesome? R.A. the Rugged Man.
Oh, is he great? I could see that, man. He's really articulate. He's one of my favorite.
I retweeted one the other day. This is what he tweeted. He goes, I used to be able to kick people in the face. I'm throwing kicks in the mirror right now, and it's pathetic. I'll be lucky to get my leg high enough to kick you in the chest. LOL. I think my old ass got to start stretching or some shit. I want to kick faces again.
That's so good.
That's amazing.
Dude, let me ask you this. If we were to do a list of top 10, like, non-famous MCs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's known. I don't want to disrespect him like that. Like, his reputation's strong.
Right, right,
but
right.
You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Because R.A. Rugged Man is in – he's in my top five.
He would have to be. He would have to be.
I don't know if he's in the – I would say top 15 of all time.
Oh, he's great. He's really great. And he's still touring. You know, he still does shows.
Yeah, dude, he kills it,
man. Like, he still does shows all over the place.
The People's Champ?
Yeah, he's great. I think
it was – the kid that died that just got murdered, Extension.
Yeah, I didn't know Extension.
Dude, he's from around my way, man. He's from Plantation. He got shot right up the street from where my mom lives.
Oh, jeez.
It was Monday.
Yeah.
Because during the day, he got killed.
Was he one of those trap rappers?
No,
or?
I mean, yes and no, man. If you look up his music, and I'm not just saying this. The only reason why I know of him is because, you know, he was from Plantation.
Right.
And you know, he's 20 years old, but there's a couple of songs that he made that you could tell are a lot different, are more artistic. That's all I'm going to say. But, you know, again, man, I'm a 40 something man. I'm not going to be into what 20 year olds are listening to.
I mean, this is one of the things where when it happened, I you know, and I'll admit it, I've never heard of Extension before.
He's got like 250 million views.
I've never seen it.
Well, I mean, that's where we're at.
Yeah. I'm getting old, man.
It's not that you're getting old. It's just everything's changed.
I'm getting priced out.
You're not. I mean, it is. You're getting older.
In the market of hipness, I'm getting fucking priced out, dude. I can't hang. I don't know these people.
But why would you want to?
You know.
I mean, well, again, man. Anyways, the point is, the kid's music. If you listen to a couple of his songs,
yeah,
there was an album that came out. I think called The Question. It was a question. Somebody told me, a friend of mine was like, "Yo, this kid's from around our way." And then he went to Piper. I know that. You know, he just said he was from around our way. So that was like a year ago.
Yeah.
And I listened to it. I was like, yo, this kid's great. But, you know, it's not. He was an artistic kid, man. It was sad that he got killed.
Right.
Poor kid. He's only 20, man. He's only 20.
We're already getting some suggestions. I don't want to lose off of this. This Twitter
about?
List.
Oh, R.A. the Rugged Man. But R.A.'s dope.
Yeah, he's great.
Vinny Paz is great, too.
Mike Arena says, Brett, you the man. I hope to see you on stage very soon. Eduardo Gonzalez, top 10 80s tough guys.
Johnny's number one.
Carlos Rodriguez, top 10 things you should do to promote the podcast. We've done that before. And I believe number one was having MF Doom remix the theme song. Nicky Morton says, what could be better than two great-looking men putting on a comedy show for us? Anna D. That's Nicky Morton. I don't know. Maybe that's a... Bob Frigiano, Iron Sheik on Twitter. Strong.
Oh,
he is on Twitter.
He is, though, right?
Yeah. Freddie Mercury, Charlotte Gish says Freddie Mercury on Twitter. Rodney Dangerfield or Richard Pryor.
There you are.
Dangerfield.
Yeah, right. Dangerfield would have been tremendous. Wait, let's start this list.
Yeah,
now.
Let's.
Wait, let me get a pen and paper so you don't have to switch off.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we got a pen and paper over there or no?
Real fast, Sharla Gish, she says, my 10-year-old just told me about this kid, meaning extension. Byron Wayne Grant says that song Suicide is dope. I got to check that out.
No, you got to listen to some of his songs. It's not what you think.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of the trap thing to it.
Yep.
You know, because he does the you know, but then he starts.
No.
But there's a there's some artistic. You can see the kid is trying. It was. We'll play it all because we can't play anything on air because we get flagged now.
Right.
But I'll play it for you afterwards. I want to hear your thoughts on
right.
it because I thought it was really original. The kid.
Well, I'm gonna put down.
Rodney Dangerfield is a great.
Rodney Dangerfield is a great. Call.
And so is Freddie Mercury's great too.
We're gonna do top 10 people we wish were on Twitter. They could be dead. They can be alive and not on Twitter. But I would imagine most of this list is gonna be people that are not here anymore.
All right, so what? Yeah, of course. Would it be just to laugh or? Or would it be like, you know, to make you think? Like, you know Carl Sagan would have been fucking dope. And William F. Buckley.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Carl Sagan, I think, would be amazing.
Yeah. And Buckley. You got to put them both down.
Would Sagan be in the top five?
We don't know yet.
All right.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, yeah. Because that is a great call. He would blow minds.
And I do have to say, Ronald Reagan would have been good. The great orator.
Yeah.
He was very witty.
What about Sinatra?
See, I don't think Sinatra
would be too cool. He'd be too cool for it. He'd just be like Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain would never be on social.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if it was like the best way to do it.
Yeah, Sinatra wouldn't want to do it.
No.
You know, what's he going to do? Tell you to tilt your hat?
Hey, babe, I'm going to be at the Sands.
Hey.
You know?
Yeah.
Taking pictures of his scotch.
Yeah.
It was Jack Daniels. Posted it on Instagram.
Just
bought a new fedora. fuck.
Nick Breezy Jr. says Al Capone on Twitter. Forget about it.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been. Come on, man. You know that. Nobody back then would have talked.
Ryan Jacobs got a good one. Dave Chappelle.
Isn't he on air?
No, he's not. I think he maybe tweeted once in his life. Oh, like Misty Hunt. Misty Hunt coming in strong. Hunter S. Thompson on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
He would have been all fucking
He is
over.
On this list. Hunter S. Thompson's got to be on this
now,
list.
But wait now. It could also be something, too. We got to factor in this, okay?
Yeah.
That it could be so out there that it's not interesting. Like Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, Hunter S. Thompson is a writer and his sort of
interest, Hunter S. Thompson's there. He's there. He's on it. He's top five probably.
He could write a 10-word tweet and just blow your mind of but something that he's
like
looking
Andy
at.
Like Andy Warhol would have wrote like...
He'd be too abstract.
Soda.
Yes, exactly.
Word, you know.
And then that would fucking go viral.
Yeah.
It's like enough. Chris Farley?
I could go with that. Chris Farley's
Chris
good.
Farley.
Chris would have been... I mean, who knows?
Isn't it
crazy though that like... That in this day and age, all of those talented people, this lets you know how like not secretive, but how they were back then. Like they were enigmas in a sense.
Yeah.
Like everybody knows everybody.
Because you had your life so separate from, you know, what you were exposing to the public.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the biggest dynamic change in what we you know, what we perceive as celebrity from back then to today is that you really you give all your whole life is out there.
Yeah.
And then there's few people that were on the verge, on the bubble, like Julia Roberts. She still to me is like a superstar, but she's not on Twitter. You don't know her every day, you know.
Well,
to
I
these.
Don't. I mean, I use it to promote every once in a while.
I know. I'm just
sports.
Saying. I'm just saying.
I'm like Burr with that.
The idea, I'm just saying the idea that...
I would get off it. I should get off
a celebrity... No, but dude, the idea that a celebrity today has to be so accessible and be like, hey, this is what I'm... Whether they want to be doing it or not, most of them are like, I'm at fucking lunch. I'm at this. I'm at that. So if you want to stalk that person, you can just look at their Twitter feed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas back then, it was a mystery.
Yeah.
You didn't. If you saw someone, you were like, oh my God, you were lucky that you saw that person. You know what I mean? Because you crossed with, you know, you passed him on the street or something. Who were you thinking of? You thought of someone good.
I forgot.
Oh, come on. That's how your brain works.
No, you were. I forgot who it was.
Oh, we got some good
ones
coming
Charles
in.
Oh, wait. Charles Manson.
Manson? It would be good.
It would be like, You know what I mean? Like some crazy shit maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He might just be giving you like, you know, put you on like a
Well, he did write songs. He did write songs and paint and stuff.
Oh, dude, the listener's coming in strong with suggestions right now. Dude, Wayne Holderby, Red Fox, okay?
Yeah.
Jorge or George Valesco, Andy Kaufman, and Ray DeJean, Jim Morrison.
Okay, Jim Morrison strong.
Jim Morrison
would have been strong.
Jim Morrison, I think.
I don't know if Andy Kaufman. Andy would have been great. He would have been doing pictures and weird stuff.
Yeah.
He would have figured out a way to do something.
Yeah.
It would have been very entertaining. It's a lot like I like Chris D'Elia. What Chris D'Elia and Theo Vaughn.
Yep.
If you follow them.
Yep.
They do some weird stuff, like good funny stuff. You know what I mean? Like it's very original. And I'm like, wow, they're made for this form. You know, they're made for that. Like the way they're able to use that format.
Wayne Holderby says Elvis, and Ryan Jacobs says Gotti.
I would have said Elvis, but then again, what is Elvis?
What is he got to say?
But he is actually pretty funny. I remember when they asked him about the Vietnam War.
Yeah, what did he say?
Oh, I'm an entertainer.
I'm an entertainer, man.
You don't. He goes, look how I dress. You really want to know my opinion? I mean, like, you know, he was very humble.
Oh man!
So I don't know if you're going to get a lot out of him.
Yeah, I don't think Elvis makes the list, and I don't think John Gotti. I mean, what's he going to talk about?
Guys, listen, no old school gangsters. Nobody, no gangsters would.
He's not going to talk
on Twitter.
Yeah, he's not going to talk.
Hey, how you doing?
I got a couple.
Oh yes, call him out.
Okay, I think real obvious, Mitch Hedberg.
Oh my God, yes. That's strong.
Mitch Hedberg's on the list.
Yeah, and then John Lennon. Would have been great.
No, I'm not. You know what though? I found out a lot about that guy later on.
Yeah,
like a lot of his blue collar shit was fake. You know how he tried to be like the working class guy, but then I read this whole thing where it was like kind of like a self promoting thing.
Well, dude, I mean, you can't blame a guy for shaping his image. You know, I mean, if he wants to, you know, paint that image of himself, if you're in the public eye,
see,
that's,
I guess
that's part of what comes
listen,
with it.
I don't know if
Larry
that's
the Cable Guy doesn't always talk like that or wear
okay.
that shit.
Okay, well, that's
you know
what I'm
mean?
Saying. But if I'm going to find somebody intriguing, I would like to know, you know what? I'm going to tell you how I grew up in an orphanage in group homes.
Yeah.
You know, no, Pete, I'm going to tell you about my experiences because, you know, it was very rough.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to dismiss that as me being creative.
Right, right.
With
right.
a broad stroke.
Shannon O'Neill.
But just don't quote me on the John Lennon thing. I just read this thing about him where he wasn't like there was a lot of things about him that weren't as genuine as he was making it.
OK. Shannon O'Neill says Phil Hartman. I think Phil Hartman's the decent
call. I think Mitch Hedberg's fucking number one.
Mitch Hedberg's got to be near the top.
Mitch Hedberg's number one.
Carlos Rodriguez says Jesus Christ. Harry Carey.
He kind of tweeted already. Like we know
the Bible. The Bible is like one big tweet. Jesus.
Like Jesus every day would have been like, you know, love each other.
Yeah.
Hashtag love each other.
Yeah. God.
Hashtag me.
God had a top 10 tweet.
Huh? Yeah. Like I'm saying, like, you know.
What about John Candy? This is also from Carlos Rodriguez.
Actually, wait. Let's revisit.
Let's talk about Christ.
Let's revisit the Jesus thing, because he did speak in parables and metaphors. I mean, obviously he would have been. Yeah, Jesus top five. Then I don't know. Maybe Mitch Hedberg. Over we don't. I mean, Mitch.
I mean,
let's stay away from the religious figures.
I don't know if I want to think bigger than Jesus Christ. I feel like. Christ is like an easy answer for a lot of things, an easy person to put on a lot of lists.
What I'm saying, though, as a philosopher, I mean, come on, man. I mean, there is – if we're going to put Hunter S. Thompson on there.
Yeah. What about Jack Kerouac? Any of those beatnik guys?
Well,
Allen Ginsberg, the poet, the beatnik poet.
But here's my thing. They would have been predictable.
Right.
You know what I mean? They would have just been predictable on everything. You know where they stand in the aisle. Where's the objectivity? Like
right.
I believe a Carl Sagan – would be objective. I think William F. Buckley would have been objective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because even though he was a conservative, he was still very liberal in his ideologies. And so was Sagan in a sense.
Okay.
You know, they didn't define themselves by political affiliation, so to speak.
Right, right.
And then you get a guy like Hunter S. Thompson who, you know, would have been on one side of the aisle.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, he was just fucking brilliant.
Dude, just unbelievable.
Hedberg is number one, I think. Hedberg's strong, buddy. That's a strong
Carlos pull. Rodriguez says, also Tupac, Mark Twain, John Gotti, Daniel Carver, Grand Dragon. I don't know what that is.
What? That guy's lit from Stern?
I don't know.
Wake up, white people. You don't remember him from Howard Stern?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy would have been tremendous.
Eduardo Gonzalez.
He would have been banned, though.
John Lennon, Jim Morrison.
Wait, calm down. Dude, what are we doing? We're just throwing names out? Or are we going to debate this fucking thing?
No, talk to me. What do we got?
All right, go back to Carlos's list. There was one on there that was strong.
Mark Twain?
Mark Twain.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, guy. Come on. He's got the house up in – he was
William Randolph Hearst?
No. Will Rogers.
Will Rogers.
Will Rogers is top five.
Yeah.
Will Rogers, Mark Twain.
What about any of the – like the?
Are we writing these down?
Yeah. I'll
do the list because you're reading. It's okay. Put Will Rogers and Mark Twain.
If you're going to do Mark Twain, I think Oscar Wilde.
I was going to say, what about some of the great –
like Hemingway would have been dope. But yeah, exactly. He just – actually, no. He's too wordy.
Charles Dickens.
You know that?
James Joyce.
Like Hemingway was too wordy. I know.
I don't know.
Aaron Cater has a great joke about that. No, when you read it, it's like I put one foot on the ground, and then the next, the way he describes walking.
Right.
Aaron Cater does a great bit about that, but he used a lot of adjectives. It would have been. I don't know if Twitter would have been the right vehicle for him.
But
I do think Will Rogers would have killed it. I mean, that's a guy that you wouldn't know where he was at.
Right.
You know, that's the other thing, man. You really didn't know people's political affiliations back then either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What about someone like George Orwell? With all that, you know, he was always – dude, you know what I saw, by the way? Did you watch Icarus, the documentary on Netflix?
No.
Oh, dude, you got to watch that, dude. That's the one
– about the
– It won the Oscar for the documentary. The guy wants to like cheat at cycling, so he contacts like this Russian. You know, the documentary starts about him beating the doping system in biking, but it turns into
exposing
the fucking entire Russian years and years of this anti-doping program, which turned out to be doping program.
Yeah, remember
the Sochi Olympics when the Russians won like 31 gold medals?
They were all jacked.
Every single athlete was juiced up.
People don't realize when we won the gold, they were all juiced up. When we beat them in hockey.
Yeah.
Isn't it disgusting that our soccer team didn't even qualify for the World Cup?
I know.
Isn't that sad?
But there was something comforting knowing that they were all home with their families on Father's Day. What about Homer?
The Iliad?
Yeah, dude.
Homer's Iliad?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Now, what the fuck are we doing? Socrates? Aristotle? What, do those count?
Yeah, I mean, they're people.
Yeah, throw them down.
Should we lump philosophers
Edgar,
in one?
But
or,
I'm saying, like,
or.
Well, see, that's
Socrates,
what I'm saying.
Socrates would be dope on Twitter, dude. Socrates would be dope on Twitter.
Yeah, he would.
I mean, it's like Mitch Hedberg and Socrates, they're up there.
And was Joan Rivers on Twitter?
She was on Twitter. She was a killer on Twitter.
Yeah, so that counts. I would throw her on there.
Yeah, I mean, George Carlin wasn't.
Carlin would have been good.
Yeah.
Put Carlin down. Definitely put Carlin down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Joan's fearless, man. And I'm not just trying to I always want to hear what she had to say.
She was great, dude.
She gave zero fucks.
She was zero, zero, zero
fucks.
Dude,
seriously, when you're talking about a prolific comedian and comic that had no fucking fear.
Lenny Bruce.
See, now here's the thing with Lenny, though. He became obsessed. Like, he was reading court transcripts.
I know.
So what I mean again, does it become the ranting of a lunatic? Because you gotta remember too, you're talking like a guy like Tupac would have been great, but then could it have been like a Kanye thing? It's just a one note fucking just spewing stuff like Trump.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
where like,
right,
you know,
right.
It's just controversial.
Right.
I'm thinking like somebody that would tweet something so profound, you know who would have been dope?
Who?
Fucking Eleanor Roosevelt.
Eleanor Roosevelt would have been dope.
She has a couple of my favorite quotes, man. Intelligent minds discuss issues. Average minds discuss events. Simple minds discuss people. She would have been good.
Wayne Holderby says any women, so that fits. We got to get some women on the list.
Well, Eleanor,
yeah,
Eleanor
Roosevelt would have been good.
Eleanor Roosevelt would have been great.
Carlos Rodriguez says, I wish Pete's hair had a Twitter account.
It does.
Frigiano says, Anna D says Patrice O'Neill. Chris Foss says Greg Giraldo. I mean, we're all in the same
wheel. Wasn't Giraldo on Twitter or them? Weren't they alive then or no?
That's a good question.
No, I don't know if Giraldo was. He might have been. I know Patrice was, right?
I feel like he was.
Yeah, he was. I know Black like Phillip was.
Because, dude, Twitter's been around for 10 years now. Sam Kinison, Ray DeJean says Sam Kinison. Brian Schmerz says Patton.
See, but here's the thing too, man, is that like Dice is on Twitter now. But Dice in the 80s on Twitter would have been a whole different Dice.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Then now you know, because now it's not as controversial like Roseanne was.
Right.
Again, what do we want from our tweets? That's what you got to ask.
Right, yourself. Right. Here's what I'd be looking for who should be on this list of the 10 people that we wish were on Twitter in history. Right? I would want. See, the thing is, some people are great at Twitter. Some people are not great at Twitter. Like there's what I like are sort of mentally intriguing statements or you know things that make you think. Or brilliant, simple observations that make you smile.
Or laugh, yeah.
Or laugh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Something like that. So
I'm not good on Twitter because I can't yell.
Yeah, exactly.
like, why are all his tweets at exclamation point?
Oh, Misty Hunt, buddy. You know, before we went on air, you commented about Trump. Misty Hunt says, wouldn't it be cool if our president if he never tweeted, I think is what she's saying. Just would love to. She says, wouldn't it be cool if our president ever tweeted? Just would be cool to know his thoughts. But what were you saying about that? You had a funny thing that you mentioned earlier.
Well, no, I was saying Trump on Twitter is like when we were talking about the Boston accent.
Yeah.
It's what you hate about Boston and what you love about Boston at the same time. Like Trump's that way where you're like, dude, get off of Twitter. And then you're like, God, I'm glad he's on Twitter. I mean, it's a bad look for any president, but at the same time, you know, you just got mixed feelings because he'll tweet some stuff and then you're like, what the fuck?
John Whalen says Hemingway, bro.
Hemingway's too wordy. I don't think Hemingway would have liked Twitter.
All right. So Michelle Runyon's suggestion, I think, should be on the list. Bill Hicks.
Yes, Bill Hicks.
Because that way you're going to get, even though he's going to get political and whatever, it's definitely a sharp perspective.
And again, I don't know why he keeps coming up, but Bill Hicks is like Sam to me, Tripoli.
Right.
Tripoli is not only a fucking brilliant comedian, but and even though we argue,
yep.
The kid is all over the board. He has no allegiance to anything other than what he feels is right or wrong.
Yeah.
And I think Hicks falls into that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, I would put Bill Hicks.
Bill
Hicks and Sam. Listen, man, I know Sam, it's a great compliment, but Sam is a lot like that. You don't know what the fuck is going to come out of his mouth.
We got some.
See, to me, predictability is when people say my favorite comedians, right? Predictability, if I know what they're going to say, That really loses it for me. You know what I mean? It really does.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I know you were silent for 8 years and now you're vocal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where a comic that would be all over the board.
Yep.
And I tend to be over the board, all over the board. I'm just not articulate. But Sam and those guys, that's what you want on Twitter. I want somebody that's going to be for the people. I want a plebeian. You know, I want a pleb.
Yeah.
I want somebody that knows that is okay to talk out about anything and be a contrarian by nature. That would, to me, is a Bill Hicks.
Shannon O'Neill suggests.
You don't have to respond to that.
Edgar. No, I agree 100%. I agree 100%. And that's.
No, I'm saying you don't have to.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm just saying I agree.
Just keep reading.
Shannon O'Neill says Edgar Allan Poe, Chris Foster, Pablo Escobar.
Again, gangsters won't be on Twitter.
Byron
dude.
Wayne Grant says Howard Hughes before he lost his mind.
Well, yeah, but nah. Well, Howard Hughes would also be like a Donald Trump. I'm going to build the best airplane of all time.
Yeah. Out of balsa wood.
Hashtag spruce goose.
Yeah.
I just bought the hotel across the street from me. The lights were blaring me. I couldn't sleep. Hashtag lights out. HH.
That's a great tweet. You just tweet that. That's Howard Hughes right there. Leonardo da Vinci, Orson Welles, Albert Einstein.
Einstein definitely, and I'll tell you why. He was a he liked to clown around.
Yeah,
he would have done some shit.
I think Einstein would be good. J. Robert Oppenheimer from Chamorro, isn't he one of the guys that did the Manhattan Project?
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
But I'm just trying to think what would he say?
Yeah.
What about
boom?
Kurt Vonnegut.
Kurt Vonnegut. That's a good one.
Give me an example of a good Kurt Vonnegut tweet. That should be the fun in this.
Hey, Vonnegut. Remember he went up to back to school. What did he tell him? He's like, remember he goes, what did he tell him? He goes, hey. I forget what, but it was still funny.
What would be a good example? Like that's we got to give
you Vonnegut. Yeah. What did he tell him? He knocked at the door and he's like, it's Kurt Vonnegut.
All right, right now let's start putting up our top 5. I'm gonna go Mitch Hedberg number 1.
Okay.
And then Rodney Dangerfield number 2.
Yeah.
Dangerfield would have been on fire.
Yeah, he'd be great.
All those one line. Oh, Henny Youngman.
It's yeah.
Henny Youngman.
Yeah.
But then again, a lot of those guys hacked each other.
I know. See, the thing is, I don't know if
Henny Youngman is definitely would have been one of the best on Twitter because that was his thing, is king of the one-liners.
Yeah, but I think Dangerfield really was his mind was always constantly working in that 140, never mind 280, 140 character sort of bits. You know what
but
I mean?
But I'm saying not. I mean, that's all Henny Youngman was.
I know, but just
before
like you said,
any of them, there was
just
Henny
like
Youngman.
You said, those guys were back then. You know,
but I'm saying a lot of that was all Henny Youngman.
Okay.
So you don't even know what came from him.
Right.
You know, my wife wanted to go to, she goes, take me someplace I'd never been before. So I took her to the kitchen.
The kitchen, yeah.
That type of shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up top 10 Henny Youngman jokes.
I'm going to go and see if there's any other, before we start listening to Rene Descartes, again, amazing philosopher, Huey Newton. Plato.
Huey P. Newton?
Huey Newton. The shooting of Huey Newton. Keith Moon. I don't know about that. Let's see. Who else? Biggie. Malcolm X.
But you know all that would have been.
Betty White,
you know what that would have been.
I think Betty White. Isn't she on Twitter? Dom DeLuise. It just would have been recipes.
Burt Reynolds would have been great, too.
Burt Reynolds would have been good. Maya Angelou. Gary Busey. Al Bundy, the character.
Here's what have been some Henny Youngman tweets. You ready? When I read about the evils of drinking, I gave up reading. I once wanted to become an atheist, but I gave up. They have no holidays. He gives up a lot, this guy. This is a great one. The food on the plane was fit for a king. Here, king. My dad was the town drunk. Most of the time, that's not so bad. But New York City? I'm telling you, killing it. I've been in love with the same woman for 41 years. If my wife finds out, she'll kill me. Take my wife. Please. Okay, we know that. My doctor grabbed me by the wallet and said, cough. All right, just got back from a pleasure trip. I took my mother-in-law to the airport. They didn't like mother-in-laws back then.
Oh, no.
That was
no.
Like the ongoing thing. Polacks and mother-in-laws. A lot of Polack jokes back then. A man goes to a psychiatrist. The doctor says, you're crazy. The man says, I want a second opinion. The doctor says, okay, you're ugly too. That sounds like Dangerfield hacked him.
Yeah.
A car hit a Jewish man. The paramedic says, are you comfortable? The man says, I make a good living.
Oh, Frigiano.
Hey, did you get that? Come on. Take my wife. A car hit a Jewish man.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable? I make a good living.
That's great.
That's the other thing, man. Back then, like, there is something to be said about the PC movement where, like, they all bonded through insulting each other's cultures.
Yeah.
Yeah, which you don't really get that anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
because you don't really have those first generation immigrants either.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go into, like, a first generation Polish neighborhood where nobody speaks English, but they only speak Polish. And then the next neighborhood over, they're only speaking Italian.
Yeah.
And then the next one over, they're only speaking German. You know what I mean? Yeah. They don't have that anymore.
Again, this would be a character from a movie, but Carlos Rodriguez says Doc Brown from Back to the Future. That'd be funny. Bob Fergiano, he saved me with that the Vonnegut line I was thinking from Back to School.
Uh-huh.
Remember, Vonnegut writes the paper for him. He gets an F, and then Thornton Mellon, I think, either calls him or tells him in person. He's like, "Hey, Vonnegut, you read lips? Fuck you." Hey. Gene Wilder, Tesla and Edison. Martin Luther King.
I like Martin Luther King. I'll tell you why. And not for any other reason than the fact that everybody knows him as a civil rights leader, but what a fucking philosopher. Man.
Oh, yeah.
I read a book about that he had a book about a lot of his famous quotes. He's very prolific across the board.
I would argue that Martin Luther King needs to be on this list.
You think?
I think so. Yeah. I think that would be a great oversight if we didn't have him on this list.
Here's a great Henny Youngman joke. Why don't Jews drink? It interferes with their suffering.
Charlie Chaplin on Twitter. What would he tweet?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx.
Fucking great call.
Dude, on fire right now. Don Rickles. What do you think about Groucho Marx? That's kind of fun.
Oh, he'd be great.
Yeah. Bob Hope.
All right, let's do this. We got to wrap this up.
Shout out to Mike DePinto just joining us. Mike DePinto over out in Ohio.
What's up, Mikey? A salud.
A salud, DePinto. Did you ever go see Mike DePinto? He runs the casino out there by you.
I didn't see him.
No, yeah.
I went to go out there. When I was there, he wasn't even there that one time. But I'm going to be out there, man, this week.
So listen,
I'm gonna come through.
We said
that's your boy.
Yeah, he's the man. He's the man. We just said a bunch that I think.
Hey, Mike,
should be...
I'm gonna come by. I'm gonna be out there Friday and Saturday. I'm coming by. So all right. Let him know.
You got it.
I want free chicken fingers.
Now listen.
I want you to hook me up with French fries and chicken fingers on the fucking buffet.
So we already placed Mitch Hedberg at number one. Rodney Dangerfield's at number two. Carl Sagan and Hunter S. Thomas are somewhere on this list. Mark Twain is somewhere on this list. We have Will Rogers, George Carlin, Socrates, Bill Hicks, Martin Luther King.
Where's Jesus?
I mean, does Jesus go on this list?
If Dr. King does, then yeah, of course.
I mean, one,
so
two.
You're talking about – think about what you're saying.
Yeah.
Think about what you're saying. You're talking about the greatest philosopher, the guy who changed, who influenced most of the people on this list.
Right.
But again, it would be predictable. Would it be everybody love each other or?
Maybe he would throw some, you know, he would throw some curveballs out there.
I was going to say, I mean, he spoke in metaphor and parables and shit.
Yeah.
There could have been, but I mean, 100 and something. Give what is Caesar's his. And yeah. I mean, he was pretty, come on.
Yeah.
He's top five.
I could see him throwing some, some puns out there for
absolutely.
Fun. On 420, he's like, "Hey, everybody gets stoned." I'm just kidding, because they were stoning people. All right, so let's put Christ goes on the list. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I think so. Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna put King on there,
okay. I love that King comes with Christ.
Well, they were both. He's a reverend. You got to understand something. He was influenced by this person.
Okay.
So was Abraham Lincoln.
Does Bill Hicks make this list?
Yes.
I just definitely think Martin Luther King should be on the list. So I'm going to put him on the list. And then.
Of course he's on the list.
Okay. And then.
Let's just do our guarantees right now.
Okay.
Let me look at it.
Take a look here.
All right.
So this is. Oops, sorry. This is what we got going so far.
Right. Again, if we want to laugh, this is going to be profound. Okay. So I go Hedberg, Dangerfield, Jesus, King. And Carlin, top five.
All right. That's a great top five. That's a great top five.
And then Will Rogers. Well, Will Rogers should go in the top five, maybe over Carlin.
So let's.
Because wait, Carlin was alive during Twitter.
No. Well, he died in 08, so it's right as it was coming out.
Yeah. I think he missed it.
Okay.
Man, he died in 2008.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I can't believe it was 10 years ago.
I know.
This month. Yeah. Maybe even.
Today.
Let me check the date. It might even. It could be.
Man. All right, so let's do Hedberg, Dangerfield, Jesus, Carlin.
You're right, dude. Jesus Christ has to be on this
list. And Martin Luther King.
What would his handle be? Just Jesus?
Hashtag Savior.
June 22nd, Carlin. So
wow.
Three days.
Jeez. Almost on the dot.
Menaj.
We're going to go Hedberg, Dangerfield, Christ, and then who else? Who else did you just say? Will
Martin
Rogers.
Martin Luther King and George Carlin.
I think Martin Luther King deserves to be in the top five here, dude. Again, this is, you know, I just think that he would drop some thought bombs on us. That would be awesome.
And we'll fix that lineup now.
Yeah. And then do you want to do Will Rogers?
Do Carlin.
Okay.
Do Carlin. Because, again, you don't know what angle he's coming. This is just for now, and then we'll straighten out the
okay.
list. And then we'll do the bottom five is definitely Will Rogers.
Yep. I like that. Got to have him on there.
Did you have William F. Buckley, or we didn't put him on?
I didn't put him on yet.
Because he might be too wordy, what's the word I'm looking for? It's too high of a vocabulary for people.
Right.
You have to Google some shit.
Yeah. What is the word for that? I'm asking the wrong person.
Yeah, what's the word for a high vocabulary without us, either one of us having a high vocabulary?
I think Hunter S. Thompson deserves to be.
Hunter S. Thompson is definitely
list.
On the list. He's definitely on the list.
I would put him, kind of in this area. He doesn't belong.
I don't put
10.
Him over Mark Twain. That's for fucking sure.
Okay, so I would say
I would take Mark Twain over Will Rogers. I think Mark Twain goes six. Will Rogers goes seven.
And then think about some of our great, names in literature. You don't think there's anyone?
But you got to remember something, Petey. Okay.
Yeah.
That these people would not have even considered writing on this.
What about Henry David Thoreau?
Yeah, but you
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
All right,
that wasn't. They weren't above. They weren't.
That
shooting
would be
above.
Like this is what this is my analogy. So take it for what it is. That would be like expecting. You have those YouTube. Comics, and then you have people that are stand-ups. Like, in other words, there are people that just – I remember watching this kid in the roast battle that was like this Twitter fucking head.
I was there for that.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah.
But yet he's trying to be on stage.
Yeah.
So there is a difference.
That was like the biggest example, the most glaring example of what I learned to be a Twitter comic.
Yeah, he took a shot at Steve and then he was going to take a shot at me. And I said to him, I said, hey, man, why don't you go back and write something that's not 120 characters?
Yeah, he told Shang.
It was just awful shit.
Yeah, I remember
that. So I'm saying is that you really think that Ernest Hemingway would use Twitter?
I just think
– I think Twitter's an insult to –
But
those types of authors.
I think guys like Thoreau and Ralph Waldo Emerson would get it. Dude.
Well, he wrote the best
quotes, you know, like Emerson has so many amazing quotes, and that's what Twitter is. It's like legendary quotes. I think Emerson actually might belong on this list.
Okay.
Let's just
Hemingway would not do Twitter. There's no fucking way he would be on Twitter.
He
would kill himself before he was on Twitter. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Listen to these great Ralph Waldo Emerson tweets. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail.
Yes, absolutely.
You'd be like,
Emerson's on the list, though.
Oh, man.
But he was known for that.
Yeah. The earth laughs in flowers.
Yeah, dude.
come on. Live in the sunshine. Swim the sea. Drink the wild air. This guy gets it.
This guy's on
these are great tweets.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, Emerson's on there. He's definitely on there.
Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. Oh.
That's why our podcast sucks.
Ralph Waldo Emerson is going to be number seven on this list. I mean, he would go – I mean, I'm telling you. I would push him up the list.
All right, let's see the top five.
I would put Emerson at six if you're not going to put him in the top five. Ralph Waldo Emerson crushed tweets.
Yeah, he would.
Just crush him.
All right, we got to rearrange this. So Emerson's number six. We'll put Emerson on top. We'll put him at six.
Okay.
Emerson, Twain.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Carlin doesn't go over Mark Twain.
I don't think so.
Let's put Emerson at five.
Yeah. Dude, I might have to pass off some of his quotes as my tweets.
And just reword him?
Yeah. Dude, I mean, he definitely deserves to be there.
If our hair... If one's hair is not gelled, is that not how life shall be?
I'm going to put George Carlin at number six. Oh, yeah. Dude, we hooked this list up with Ralph Waldo Emerson, dude. I'm telling you. This is a fucking solid list right now. George Carlin, number six. At number seven, we're going to put Mark Twain. Now, should we – I feel like we should either we should have Mark Twain or Will Rogers. I don't know if you could have them both. Or we drop we have Mark Twain, Will Rogers at number eight, Hunter S. Thompson at number nine, and at number 10 you do like either Bill Hicks or Socrates. Or Plato. I mean, Socrates would be great.
Yeah, we got to do Socrates or Bill Hicks. So yeah. We got the comics on there.
Yeah, we have a lot of humor here. So what we're going to do is, buddy, I'm going to wrap this up real fast. Eight, we will put Will Rogers because I know it was a fight. Nine, we're going to put Hunter S. Thompson. So listen, does Carl Sagan's got to be dropped off this list then? Are you cool with that?
Yeah, yeah.
And at number 10, we're going to put
Socrates. I mean, I love Carl Sagan, but again, it might be too – I mean, again, how are you going to explain shit?
Yeah.
I think Emerson's a strong call.
Dude, I think Emerson's great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We got a list, pal. We got a list. Before we run down the list. Oh, Buddha. That's a good call.
How the fuck did we forget Buddha?
I mean, who do you want to take off on this list?
That guy can kick. He kicks ass at fortune cookies, oh, man. Dude. That motherfucker. He's deep.
He is deep. He is deep. I want to do, actually, I don't really have any Pete's tweets, to be honest with you.
Go ahead.
I don't really have any Pete's
tweets. All right, here's what we're
going to
do.
Hey, Pete's tweets brought to you by JR's Bar and Grill in sunny Seaside Heights, New Jersey. Guys, it's summertime. You know what you need to do. You got to go up to the boardwalk. Go up to the boardwalk, go to JR's, get a slice of Maruca's, hang out, enjoy yourself. They got great beers, ice cold beers.
JR's Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights. And look, man, you know what I love? We need to have a listener party there.
Oh, I know.
How about this?
I'm going there at the end of July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's maybe we do something at JR's Bar and Grill.
We got it.
For all the Yodel fans, if you want, maybe we could do something there.
Yeah, I would love to do it.
Let us know what your schedules look like.
Yeah.
I would love to see some of you in person
already.
All right, so we're going to go Jesus Christ and Buddha 1 and 2.
I think that's good.
Okay. And then just push the list down. Then it goes Hedberg, Dangerfield. I mean, then it goes Jesus, Buddha, Dr. King, Hedberg, Dangerfield.
Okay, so you got to rearrange this now.
I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you got to read it.
Yeah.
Here, we'll do this.
If you want to put numbers next to it,
yeah, we'll do
just
that.
Do that. Don't switch the words around. Ray Kano had a good tweet. He says, how about top 10 iconic movie scenes, including the casino desert scene and 25th Hour when he was cussing everyone out? That's a good idea. I like the idea of iconic movie scenes. They're pretty much 9 out of 10 of them would be from Goodfellas, I'm sure. Spida. That's a good list. Carlos Rodriguez, your bitch ass dad, organized his own Father's Day outing. How was your Father's Day, pal? Did you do anything special?
Nah.
You're a father of a dog.
I did the thing.
You did the thing? I want to shout out.
I did it with, whatchamacall? I did a show.
I want to shout out all of the fathers out there. We didn't do any Father's Day
really?
Shout outs last week. So I want to shout out to Frisch. Frisch is always
all the pops that stuck around.
Bob
God
Frigiano,
bless.
Always taking his daughters to some sort of cheerleading
fucking
camp.
Man's man right there.
Yeah. I want to shout out Robert Drake. I want to shout out all of our listeners who have kids. Kevin Stewart has kids. So shout out to Kevin Stewart. Brian Stewart does not have kids. Hopefully, keep those fingers crossed, Brian. Shout out to all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It's your special day. All right, let's see what we got.
Okay, so here's what we got. We got Jesus Christ, number one, Buddha, two, Dr. King, three, Mitch Hedberg, four, Ronnie Dangerfield, five, Ralph Waldo Emerson, six, Carlin, seven, Twain, eight, Will Rogers, nine, and Hunter S. Thompson, 10.
All right.
We bump Socrates off. Who does Socrates replace?
It's like, what has he done for me lately? You know what I mean? Socrates. I mean, I think it's a solid list. See, I mean, you have Buddha up there. So Christ goes to number one in your list.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that's just painting.
That's out of
respect. That's an homage to Christ, right?
I know how you fucking Protestant wasps are.
Hey, Chris Wilde said I'm not a I'm a Protestant, but I'm not a white Anglo-Saxon.
No, you're not. Anglo-Saxons are British. Or,
yeah,
or English.
It's like the white people, the real white people.
Yeah, but you're still a wasp, though.
I'm a WOP.
You're fucking Protestant. You're a
wops. All right, guys. So we are going to run down this list. So do you rearranged it. That's nice.
Yeah, I did that for you.
Okay.
God bless. So now, Socrates has to stay.
Socrates should stay. Does Will Rogers or Mark Twain? I would say one of those.
I'd take Hunter S. Thompson off then. But if we took Sagan off. Okay, I mean, now again, you're not talking about you're talking about an author. We're not talking about somebody that's profound in five words or six words.
Right.
But it would be great. Like I'll tell you where Hunter S. Thompson would dominate. Fucking Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, he would crush it.
You know what I mean? But Twitter.
You're making a good point, dude.
Does that make any sense or not? What do you say? You agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's good.
Yeah, get Thompson off.
All right.
He'd dominate Twitter. On Instagram. I would want to. He's like the Dan Blizzard.
Yeah. Of Bilzerian.
Yeah, whatever that guy's name is. That guy's tremendous.
Blizzard.
Hookers everywhere, just ass and cigars.
Oh,
I love
man.
That guy. Love to meet that guy one day.
You'll meet him, buddy.
I'll put it out in the universe.
I've hung with him a couple of times.
You did for real?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I emceed a. I swear to God, I emceed a Hawaiian Tropics.
That he threw?
No, Hawaiian Tropic beauty contest. It was like 90 or 100 girls, and he was one of the judges.
Oh,
it's a Hawaiian beauty. Yeah,
great guy.
I hung out with him a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, it's not all what life seems to be, pal. Just keep that in mind.
Oh, shut up.
All right, guys. So we have the top 10 people we wish were on Twitter if they were around for Twitter. At number 10, we have Socrates.
Art thou what?
At number 9, Will Rogers.
A politician. Whatever. I can't even do this.
At number 8, Mark Twain.
All right. Hey, guys. I'm on the riverboat right now.
At number 7, George Carlin.
I can't do it justice.
Plastic bags. At number 6, Ralph.
Wait. I got it. Ready? Start it over.
All right. All the way from the top?
All the way from the top.
All right. Here we go. The top 10 people we wish were on Twitter that are not on Twitter because they weren't around for it. At number 10, we have Socrates.
Art thou? Hashtag.
At number 9, we have Will Rogers.
Guys, I just bought a house in Santa Monica.
At number 8, we have Mark Twain.
I'm on a riverboat and I just lost my shirt and cards.
At number 7, George Carlin.
Guys, there's 7 words I can't use on this.
At number 6, Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Ah, oh, God. It's fall again.
At number 5, Rodney Dangerfield.
I got to tell you, I get no respect. Hashtag no respect.
Hey, Jason, we're going back to school. At number 4, Mitch Hedberg.
That's another one. Oh, what is Twitter?
Yeah. At number 3, Dr. King, Martin Luther King.
God bless everyone.
At number 2, Buddha.
Yeah, a man who goes to bed with itchy butt wakes up with smelly fingers.
And the number 1 person we wish was on Twitter, but he wasn't around for its existence. He died for your sins. At number 1, Jesus Christ.
Hey, guys, follow me, and I'll get you in heaven.
You know you would do that for followers.
Listen, guys, this has been this episode of You're on the List. I don't know if we're going to do an episode next week because I'm out of town again.
Yeah.
So it might be Petey and Chris Wilde again.
No, we'll get someone different.
But listen,
if you're
in Chicago, I'm going to be at the Chicago Improv June 28th through July 1st or 2nd, July 2nd. So come to Chicago Improv in Schaumburg.
Confucius,
Confucius would have been strong too.
Confucius. John Cleese, Sarah
Cleese
Connelly.
Cleese is around now.
Cleese is on Twitter.
Yeah, he's on Twitter. Sarah Connelly says, hey, Brett, caught your show in Naples. It was awesome. I just want to get to any last minute. No women on the list? Oh.
Oh, we forgot Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, well.
And then Corey Neglow.
I'll tell you what. When they put a man on The View, we'll put a woman on this list.
Yeah, and then Corey Negrelli just joined. We love you, Corey. And then that's it, man. Yeah, we love
Eleanor
you guys.
Eleanor Roosevelt should have been on.
Eleanor
list.
Roosevelt has some good quotes.
She really does.
She was her own woman.
Yeah,
you know, she definitely.
Well, there's
did a lot.
Rumor between her and Amelia Earhart.
Yeah, that she was hooking up.
Because
they
actually flew together on a plane.
Oh, wait a second. Guess who's outside the studio doors?
Yes,
it's Brody Stevens. Yes.
All right, listen, guys. We love you. Call your moms.
818 till I die.
Hey, there he is. Never mind. Wait, come back. Can we come back? Yes. Hurry up. Come back. Come here, Sam.
I just
paid you the ultimate compliment.
We were talking so much about you, dude.
If Twitter were around today,
yeah,
we would say who would we want on? Like if they were alive when Twitter was around, and I said Bill Hicks, and I said that you're the closest thing to Bill Hicks that we have, even though we yell at each other.
Can I just say something real creepy? Then we gotta go. So I have multiple Twitter accounts for like my different shows. So I was on one of my, you know, I was on Tinfoil Hat checking out what people are saying because we just had our 100th episode, and I see on this thing. The Twitter says that I liked this tweet that I'd never seen
before.
Dude,
that happened to me.
But here's a scary, it's a very like offensive tweet.
Whoa.
It's like a super, it's like this guy talking about that rapper getting shot and how he's sad it was only one shot, not 20 shots.
Right, right, right.
And like,
I don't even follow that guy. Oh, see, I don't know, dude. That's shady.
Something like that happened
that
to me.
That seems like someone's trying to make the cast. Associated with sketchy shit. Yeah.
No, because that shit happened. I had one tweet, and I'm like, I don't even remember reading this.
Dude.
So I think they do it as like an algorithm to help people buy like...
Totally blocking the camera, Sam.
Okay.
That's conspiracy shit right there, Sam.
Yeah. We got to have you guys back on.
No, we don't. Listen, your fans hate me.
I love you.
No, I'm on a goddamn Reddit board. They're killing me. I love you, though. All right, guys, call your moms.
Call your mom.
Check
we love
me out.
You.
Chicago Improv, June 28th through July 1st and 2nd.
Go to hairandteeth.com @YOTL Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. We love you. Call your mom.